If you would turn in your New Testaments to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, Ephesians chapter 4, we'll begin there in a moment. And this evening, as we do at the end of each and every service, when we are gathered here together, we want to offer an invitation. We don't know the hearts of all that are here, and there may be someone who has not yet obeyed the gospel, who has not named the name of Christ and been baptized into his church. And we want to make that opportunity available to you. And I want to look at Ephesians, the fourth chapter, tonight by a way of giving an invitation. In the world that we live in today, we know that there are many religions out there. There are many denominations, and there are many ways that people will tell you that you can be saved, that you can have salvation of your soul. And of course, as most of us here know, that there aren't many ways to do that. There is one way. In fact, a couple weeks ago, I saw a video of online, and they were making fun of a little bit a minister. I forget where in the country this was at, but he was a 49ers fan. Of course, the 49ers have been in the playoffs. And a couple of weeks ago, I think they had the 12 o'clock game. And so this minister gave pretty much a one-minute sermon. And he basically said, you know, forgive you of your sins, you know, pray your prayer, say your prayers, and read your scripture, and we're good to go. And he had a 49er shirt underneath his robe, and he showed it to him, and he said, I'm out of here to watch the game. And, you know, that kind of showed you the importance that he put on serving God, at least that day. And there are many different things that people will tell you that you can do to be pleasing to God, to have salvation, and in order to serve Him acceptably. But we've got to make sure that we go to the Scriptures. In Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and verses 1 through 6, Paul, talking to the Ephesians, says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We see right here that Paul describes himself as a prisoner of the Lord. You know, Paul certainly put the Lord as a priority in his life. We see throughout Paul's life that he wanted to do all that he could to serve God and to spread the gospel to others. And then continuing on in verse 4, he tells them that there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. If there is one here tonight who has not named the name of Christ, who does not have salvation of their sins, and you're wondering, you know, how do you do that? How do you go about accomplishing that? There aren't many different ways that you can do that. There's one. As Paul states here, there's one body, there's one Spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father of all. Next passage I'd like to look at is in John, the 14th chapter. In John 14, and in verse 6, we see Jesus telling us how we get to the Father, how we get to God and have access to God. And in verse 6, Jesus said to him, speaking to Thomas here, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. The only way that we can get to the Father, the only way that we have access to God, is through Christ. And specifically, it's through Christ and His blood that He shed on the cross for us for the remission of our sins. And the way that we receive forgiveness of our sins is by following the will of the Lord and the things that God has taught us. In 1 Peter, the third chapter, we're told how to accomplish that. 1 Peter, the third chapter, and I want to read verses 18 through 22. We're told, for Christ also suffered once for sins. You know, in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, there's one Lord. And Christ is that Lord that we're talking about here in 1 Peter. For Christ also suffered once for our sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. By whom also He went and preached to the spirits in prison, who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism. not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him. The way that we get to the Father is through Christ, and the way that we receive salvation from our sins is through baptism. It's not the removal of the filth of the flesh, as we're told here in 1 Peter, but it's the answer of a good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There may be those here tonight who have been told that they can have salvation of their sins by doing something other than what we've read here this evening. Perhaps it was somebody told you that you must say the sinner's prayer, or say so many Hail Marys, or confess to a certain priest or somebody in the religious realm today in different denomination. But we see that it's through baptism that we have salvation of our sins, remission of our sins, through that sacrifice that Christ gave for us on the cross and the shedding of his blood. And if there's anybody here tonight that has not put on Christ and does not have access to God through Christ, as we read, we offer that opportunity to you now to come forward and to be baptized this evening. If there are those who have named the name of Christ but have fallen away or have stumbled in some way, and we can help you as well, if you'd like the prayers of the congregation or encouragement from us, then we make that opportunity to you too. And if we can help you in any way, we ask that you come forward as we stand and sing the song of invitation.